As we've seen this shift in protocols, we've also seen a continued shift in the enterprise and the back-end architecture. The back-end architecture has historically been highly proprietary, highly closed systems with architectures, operating systems, middleware, and applications. Itanium has brought a whole new approach to that back-end architecture, and now a horizontal capability where Itanium-based solutions are reliable, scalable, provide performance and choice. The Itanium Solutions Alliance has come together in this last year and made very strong statements of the companies working together, delivering software, applications, and capabilities. In fact, just a few weeks ago, a major announcement of over $10 billion of investment in the course of this decade into the Itanium platform. The Itanium platform is widely supported today. Its performance, stability, support for a broad range of applications mean Itanium is the choice of enterprises throughout the world.
Bom, a Vivo é a maior operadora de celular do Brasil. Nós estamos hoje com 28 milhões de clientes. Vamos, com certeza, no final do ano, ter mais de 30 milhões de clientes.
Part of this program is numerical simulation. And this demands gigantic computing power. The prototype of a Terra 10 machine is able to furnish 60,000 billion of operations per second.
The Itanium gave us the capability to do more with less. So we went from $1 million piece of infrastructure to a $40,000 piece of infrastructure and got better performance.
Intel permite-nos ter acesso ao seu roadmap de desenvolvimento e, portanto, experimentar tecnologia nova e estar assim capacitado para daqui a 2-3 anos podermos ter ainda uma solução cada vez melhor, além de outra que é uma plataforma excelente para base de software livre, o que torna também a solução competitiva face a outras soluções que tínhamos vindo a usar no passado.
It's very important for us to stay with the same macro architecture. So we have to choose a macro architecture which has the capacity of scaling over time.
From desktop the entry-level servers through mid-range servers. And the fact it's all based on Intel technology then gives us room to grow.
The strongest point of Intel are first the capacity of production, but also the fact that there is inside the company more and more merge between software and hardware.
They took our critical needs and distilled that into some documentation that allowed us to stay on scope, stay focused on the project and deliver the results that we had to deliver.
Toda esta solução baseada na tecnologia Intel, com processadores Itanium e Xeon, permitiram-nos obter ganhos de performance na ordem dos 20% relativamente à tecnologia anterior.
You have here an IP user.
The ecosystem has responded with enthusiasm. Today, over 6,000 applications, doubling in the last 12 months. Choice. These are the experts in mission-critical computing aligning and delivering against the Itanium architecture. Last week, the CEOs of Intel, HP, and Oracle hosted a webcast to announce further collaboration on Itanium, announced the availability of the eBusiness Suite, as well as the Fusion middleware offering on the Itanium platform. Also announced that, not just the capability, but with compelling offer and from the business aspects of it to allow single license for multi-core operations of our next-generation platforms. This will make Itanium by far the most cost-effective solution in the industry for those Oracle applications base. We've seen this translate into revenue growth. We've seen that the value of choice, the industry innovation around the platform, has shown Itanium revenue growth to now be over $2.5 billion last year of system revenue built around the architecture. Industry experts like Vernon Turner have recently published and described what they see as very strong growth this decade, given the value proposition of Itanium. We believe that that will continue as we deliver the next generation of the Itanium architecture, that being the Montecito CPU, which will be released in Q2 of this year. We're also seeing a new area of growth for the Itanium platform, that being IT services and outsourcers seeing and embracing the platform. And in particular, we've been delighted to see EDS planning a massive migration of their mainframe offerings to the Itanium offering. Let's hear it in their own words.
EDS is the company that invented the IT services industry.
We manage just over 3 million desktops and comprehends PCs, laptops, and edge computing devices. We're the world's leading provider of desktop services.
It's essential for EDS to be able to understand innovations that are taking place all the way from the silicon, throughout the technology stack, through the operating systems, through the OEM platforms, and also to the applications layer.
AMT Technologies provides us the opportunity to address devices even when they're not powered on.
We run one of the largest mainframe shops in the world. The reality is that our clients are looking for greater degrees of agility and flexibility. They're looking for greater price performance. They're looking for lower powered consumption devices, and they're looking for very innovative technologies. That's why Intel is so essential in our strategy. Migrating applications from the mainframe requires proven, cost-effective, scalable, and reliable hardware platforms. It's essential that we mitigate risk from that process. This is where Itanium shines so brilliantly. We absolutely love the fact that Itanium was specifically designed and engineered to tackle the enterprise computing challenges that companies like EDS face on a day-by-day, minute-by-minute basis.
It's paramount that we keep our clients secure using a dual-core technology, which allows background processing to be happening without interrupting the user's experience with the tasks that they have currently at hand, is a great advantage for us. With Intel Technologies, the innovativeness that they show in their chipsets, whether it's the processing power through dual core, whether it's the management through AMT, or it's the future innovation they show in their Conroe product, we need to take advantage of those because at EDS, we're challenged every day to do more with less.
We're absolutely confident that our collaboration with Intel will produce demonstrative business benefit and value to our clients.
What you heard from EDS was a powerful statement of their commitment and plans around the Itanium platform offerings. But you also heard them was a commitment to huge TCO benefits of Intel's next generation client offerings. EDS, 3 million desktops under management, and they see our next generation platforms as a key way for them to deliver improved service at lower cost. The PC today is doing more than it ever has. In the background, it needs to be dealing with security and manageability as background tasks. We see increasing migration to next-generation collaboration-type capabilities, such as we've described with Skype and voice over IP. New productivity applications are emerging, like desktop search, and all of these while running the usual suite of Office applications. The conclusion? It's very simple. Performance still matters at the client. But while performance has continued to skyrocket, we've also seen that power requirements have steadily risen over time as well. In 1989, a 486 PC would have cost less than $10 for the power cost to operate it over a year. Today, almost $100 for today's high-performance PC. So the good news, performance has kept up. Now it's time to focus on power and performance at the client level. In other words, power matters as well. And by reducing power, we can lower TCO, improve system ergonomics and noise, and enable new, smaller form factors. With that in mind, we are simply delighted to introduce Conroe. Conroe, the desktop version of our core microarchitecture that Justin described today, delivers 40% higher performance, huge step up in performance, but almost magically, it does so while taking 40% less power, an enormous gain in performance per watt, delivering unparalleled experience of performance while doing so at substantial reductions in power. Conroe is the desktop member of the Core microarchitecture family. It'll be available in Q3 of this year, right? It's our third generation dual core client platform offering. And you heard Justin describe some of these capabilities. And being a microarchitect by trade, you know, that's sort of what I grew up doing at Intel. This stuff is way cool, right? A next generation CAS architecture, super fine grained clock gating capabilities for power efficiency, memory disambiguation, digital media boost, and the 128-bit wide SSE capabilities. All of these things is, you know, this isn't just a minor retool of the microarchitecture, this is a huge leap in the microarchitectural capabilities. In fact, this looks at the generational improvements going all the way back to the Pentium platform. And what you see is that since the Pentium 2, or when we brought out-of-order execution, we have not had as large a breakthrough in microarchitecture as we are today with the Core microarchitecture. Since out-of-order execution, this is our biggest leap in microarchitecture improvements. This is enormous, and you know, that was my chip, you know, the out-of-order. You know, I don't like being beat. This one is huge. And we are going to be using this as part of our next generation client offerings. The future is closer than you think. We're going to be taking Conroe and building it into our Pro platform offerings this year. This is the best client platform that we have built with the best processor that we have ever built. And in that platform, we'll include our active management technologies. It will also include the virtualization capabilities. It will be part of our stable image platform program. Based on our unified, tested, and stable platform drivers, we've delivered over 100 million stable image platforms to the marketplace today. And finally, it's Vista Ready, the major next generation offering from Microsoft. And maybe the best way to describe that is actually to introduce Microsoft to join us. Please join me in welcoming Bob Mugley at IDF.
Good morning, Pat. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us at IDF.
And it's great to be here to see all these great new technologies you guys are introducing. So
thank you. Hey, could we just dive right into
Let's
the demonstration?
Dive into the demo. Yep.
Is that okay? So what we're going to do here is show today's Pentium D processor versus tomorrow's Conroe processor.
You get the faster one.
Okay. Well, of course. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Okay, and what are we demonstrating here,
so
Bob?
What this is a demonstration of the next version of Office, Office 12 Excel. And one of the things we've done with Office 12 is we've really focused on taking advantage of multi-threaded performance. Office 12 is a major, major release for us. It has a great new user interface, great integration into business applications, and a whole set of new capabilities. But one of the things we've focused on doing is taking advantage of multi-core where it's appropriate, such as in Excel. And here, this is a demonstration of a simulation where the multiple threaded capabilities of Excel are really running better, much better on Conroe.
Well, and this is stunning, because taking advantage of some of the new instructions, the work that we've done together, I mean, I just promised the audience 40% performance improvements. This is almost
better.
3x.
That's right.
Just stunning.
And these are the sorts of things that really matter for many, many types of applications, particularly financial simulations, which typically are run on Excel, and this performance makes a huge difference for financial analysts.
So, you know, we've done great work together to make this, you know, platform run great with you, right? But we've also, right, it's not just Windows XP like we're showing here. This is also Vista Ready as well.
That's right. Vista, of course, is the next generation Windows operating system. It's really the biggest release we've done to Windows, at least since Windows 95. In some ways, it's even more significant than that. Let's take a look at it. One of the things you'll see when you look at Vista is an incredible new graphics environment. We've really focused on taking advantage of 3D graphics capabilities, providing background services such as desktop search, really focusing on improving end user productivity, while at the same time introducing the capabilities of a whole new generation of hardware. Vista systems will be more demanding because of this high-level graphics support, and we're really pleased that we've worked so closely with Intel and the Avro platform to ensure that the next generation graphics capabilities in there are Vista ready and are up to the needs of this 3D environment.
So this is cool, right? So with compelling Conroe and Office 2007, right? We have Vista Ready.
Right.
That's pretty great. But I know, and I've heard, and we've talked before, you're really passionate about IT management solutions as well, Bob.
Yeah, the demos we showed are really our client-side desktop demonstrations, and of course that's a huge part of what Microsoft does. But my group is the server and tools group, and we do many things in the servers, but one of the most important things we do is focus on the IT community and ways we can reduce costs for IT managers. So a large part of that is all of the different sets of management tools Microsoft creates in an integrated way to provide both desktop and server management. We've had a product out there for a while, SMS. It has about 50% penetration in enterprise right now. And there's a lot of great things that SMS does to reduce desktop management costs. The cost of managing a desktop is one of the most expensive things that IT faces. So anything we can do to reduce costs is a great thing.
Well, can you give us some examples of how that might work?
Sure. Well, you know, there's a lot we can do with SMS in terms of installing new software or installing patches and doing inventory things, et cetera, when the operating system is fully functional. But one of the most difficult problems that administrators face is when a machine is down and it's not available. And in that case, obviously, the SMS agent is not running because the OS itself is down. And up till now, that really meant that when a user hits a condition like that, it required a service call with a technician sent out to the desktop, which, of course, is the most expensive thing you can do.
Well, can you show that to us?
So let's do an example of a situation. We have a machine here. This is a PC that's down. And it's just all it says on the screen is a hard disk malfunction, which, of course,
bad news.
As any user, you know, that's like some of the worst words you can possibly see. So let me go ahead and give Help Desk a call and see what's up.
Good morning, Mr. Muglia. How can I help you?
Good morning. My PC says the hard disk is down.
Oh, well, that's really no problem. Since your PC has Intel Active Management Technology as part of the platform, I'll be able to fix the problem from here using Microsoft's SMS 2003 Management Console. And what's really nice about this technology is a feature called Serial Over LAN. I'll be able to configure the BIOS remotely to fix the system, even though the PC's not responding. You'll actually be able to see me do this on the screen.
So Intel and Microsoft have worked together to incorporate AMT technology into SMS so that even though the system is not available from an OS perspective, AMT is available and can be accessed across the network by the desktop administrator. In this case, going into the BIOS, reconfiguring the BIOS to boot the operating system off of a different hard disk. This is the kind of things that we can do together, two companies, hardware and software, cooperating in industry to really make life better for both end users and administrators.
Wow, that's impressive, Bob. So AMT, right, huge advances in solving some of the gnarliest, most difficult TCO and manageability problems today. So time to market with the Avro launch. This is just fabulous. Great cooperation. But about some of our next generation work?
We've done some really great stuff together. I mean, in some senses, I mean, it's great to see this AMT work that we did here.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last year and a half or 2 years or so, Microsoft and Intel have been cooperating with other partners in the industry to build a next generation management protocol called WS Management. This is a web services-based protocol to really bring management forward into the next decade. And the great thing about WS Management, it's an industry standard. It works in a homogeneous environment, an all-Windows environment. It'll work in a heterogeneous environment, so managing Windows, Linux, Unix, et cetera, systems. But it also has been built and designed so that it's efficient and small and can be incorporated into hardware like AMT. So your next generation of AMT, I believe, is going to incorporate WS Management, thus providing a consistent protocol across all those environments.
Yeah, in fact, our 07 version of the Pro platform that we described today will include native support for WS MAN capability. So Intel, Microsoft collaborating on the standard, and then our mutual products and delivering it to the marketplace.
Yeah, we're already shipping WS Management support as a part of Windows Server 2003 R2, and our next generation of management products, MOM and SMS, will both incorporate WS Management support.
Well, this is just fabulous. High-performance clients, right, you know, showing off Vista and its capabilities on our platform, driving the next generation of manageability. But, you know, one last thing before I let you go, Bob. You know, we've covered a range of technologies today. Maybe you can just give Microsoft's view of dual-core, 64-bit, Titanium, and, you know, how we're doing in those areas.
Sure. It's a lot of great cooperation with Intel on these things. We're very excited about the progress that we're seeing in the marketplace with Titanium. One of the interesting things we find is that right now there is a huge migration of systems onto industry standard architecture from the Unix and the mainframe environment. And the high scalability, high performance, and high reliability features, availability features of Itanium are really appropriate for those sets of solutions. So we're seeing large business applications, things like SAP applications that run an organization, moving down onto the Windows platform from the mainframe or from Unix, using Itanium-based systems, and both for business apps, database, those are all tremendous opportunities where Itanium solutions are really making a difference for our customers. At the same time, we're super excited about the dual-core work that you're doing and the quad-core things that will be coming next year. The fact that your systems are 64-bit enabled, we think, is very important. We see there's a very critical platform transition happening over the next couple of years with the transition, particularly on the server, from 32 to 64-bit. What we find is when we move applications to 64-bit on the server, the performance improvement is dramatic, and we also see lower I/O requirements and overall better availability for those solutions. So we're really excited that that's true across both the Xeon and Itanium product lines.
Well, that's excellent. And how about virtualization?
Well, virtualization is something I'm very deeply passionate about and been putting a lot of focus on at Microsoft. Microsoft believes that virtualization technology will become ubiquitous over the next several years and become a very integrated part of the overall environment. So while today we offer a product called Virtual Server, and later this year that will incorporate VT support, in the Longhorn generation of our server products, we'll be building a next-generation hypervisor as a direct feature of the operating system. And the thing that's unique about this hypervisor, it's the first technology that's been built that was designed from the ground up to utilize only hardware technology, virtualization technology, such as VT. So it's a very, very important advance to have this as a part of the core operating system, always taking advantage of these great capabilities that Intel's delivering with things like VT. The other piece of our strategy overall for virtualization is to make sure that the management pieces of this are deeply integrated into the solutions. We think virtualization will be ubiquitous and thus needs to be integrated into our management products such as MOM, SMS, not requiring a whole separate set of management tools that cause IT to spend a lot of extra money and have duplicate functions. And I guess finally, we're really excited about VTD. I mean, we know VTD will provide the next generation of support for virtualization and provide a lot better performance overall. We've been working very closely with the Intel team on that spec, and we look forward to building that into our hypervisor in the future.
Well, this is excellent, Bob.
Great.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
a lot,
for joining
Pat. Appreciate
us.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. Very strong and exciting alignment with Microsoft around these technologies. We showed today's AMT, and we're also working on AMT version 2. And version 2 has a critical new feature called Circuit Breaker. And the idea is that sometimes when you have outbreaks or certain kinds of security or liability situations, they spread in the enterprise so rapidly that centralized management solutions cannot respond to them fast enough. In fact, they're being bombarded with denial of service situations so often in many cases that they simply can't even diagnose the situation. This is exactly what Circuit Breaker is intended to address, where literally we've built intelligence into the client such that it can, based on profiles or on based on filtering, be able to identify these anomalous behaviors and isolate, you know, in an intelligent way, you know, in a self-healing way itself from the network. And this would be a key capability to solving problems such as the NIMDA outbreak. We're also working to deliver next-generation capabilities beyond AMT as part of the Pro platform. We're improving virtualization, and virtualization, as we've described today, is part of our server platforms, but also our client platforms as well, and we'll bring VTD capabilities into the client. I'm also very happy today to announce the LT specifications. We're making LT specifications available today to the industry. LT, a critical security enhancements to the platform. And the best way to do good security is by many eyes and careful scrutiny by the industry against those specifications. Also releasing our Safer Computing book, written by one of Intel's key architects of our LT capabilities. We think these are critical engagements to enable the developer community to take advantage of our next generation platform capabilities, delivering virtualization, security, next generation manageability, part of the huge value proposition of the Pro platform. In summary, today we've shown you Intel 3.0, the next generation of Intel, delivering compelling new platforms, delivering stunning upgrades in our product performance, and doing so with high-volume process manufacturing that will deliver these things around the world in high-volume and industry-standard ways. But just one more thing before I go here, just one final surprise. If I turn this on, what we've actually been doing today for our demonstration is we've been running the keynote on our first client quad-core systems. And what we have here is our Kentsfield system, right? Our first quad-core public demonstration of quad-core in the client. And in fact, right, if I call this up here, let's do something a little bit more compelling than PowerPoint, and let's go start playing. Wow, this one's pretty snappy. I might have a chance against my teenage boys when this is going on.
Excuse me, Mr. Gelsinger. The end of your keynote is closer than you think.
Thank you very much.